This podcast is only made possible from donations from listeners like you. To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hi there, news listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 19th of October, 2021. We've got the best, yes, indeed, Apple news coming your way right now. And we'll get you caught up on that keynote that happened yesterday in about 5 minutes.
Oh, yes, indeed. Apple's back, minus the touch bar.
Yes, we got to gaze at old Timmy boy walking through the fields,
saying just how great things are,
as Apple unveiled some new products for us. And here on the new show, we're going to do our best to give you the highlights of the event, starting off with the new AirPods. No Pro here, just the regular old AirPods are getting an upgrade and spatial audio support. Other than that, improved battery life, which is good, although not a whole lot of extra battery life, 5 hours to 6 hours now on a single charge. If it's tickling your ears, though, well, it'll set you back about $179, and we'll start shipping next week. From that, we move on to the new HomePod Mini. Well, not really new, just new colors. Three new colors, in fact, dark blue, orange, and yellow. It's like the 1970s all over again. So if you got that shag carpet still hanging around and need something to go with it, Apple's got you covered. Now we'll move on to the big old boys, the M1 Pro and the M1 Max. Yes, Pro and Max, it's not just for the phones anymore. So what are we getting with the new M1s? Well, the M1 Pro CPU will be 70% faster, with a GPU up to 2 times faster, giving us 32 gigabytes of unified memory and 200 gigabytes a second of memory bandwidth. For the Max side, memory actually bumps up to 64 gigabytes. While both the M1 Pro and the M1 Max chips do up to 10 CPU cores, as far as the GPU side goes, the Pro does 16 core and the Max does 32. And of course, with new chips comes new MacBooks. Yep, new MacBook Pros heading our way in 16 or 14 inch size, depending on what you need. But here's the best thing we heard through the whole keynote. That touch bar? Sayonara. It's the thing that seemed so cool at first and turns out everybody really hated the damn thing. Is now gone and replaced with those good old buttons. We now also have ports on the thing, including an SD card slot and an HDMI port. There's also 120Hz of ProMotion support, and that's for smoother scrolling. One thing that's dividing people, though, if you hate that notch on your phone, well, get ready for that notch on your MacBook. Yeah, we got a little bit more screen real estate on the things, but it comes with a notch now. At least the camera's been upgraded to 1080p, and if you're in low light, Apple's promising double performance. For you audio buffs out there that are not true audiophiles anyways, the actual audio system's been overhauled. There's larger tweeters and woofers, giving improved audio fidelity, so Apple says. We'll see how it actually acts in the real world. As far as what everything's going to set you back, well, you're going to need a lot of money if you want the thing all decked out, damn near $6,000. Starting, though, is the 14-inch model at $1,999, and the base price for the 16-inch model will start at $2,499. And finally, we'll just end with the cheap stuff. Yes, Apple Music. $5 a month now if you want to talk to Siri all day. In fact, you'll actually be able to ask Siri now to play different theme playlists via Apple Music. That is, if you're already an Apple Music subscriber. However, though, Apple's new $5 per month voice plan, yep, that's the new one for Apple Music, is for those pretty much that don't want to have anything to do with an interface whatsoever. That's right, you'll only be able to ask Siri for what you really want to listen to, and that'll be that. No interface, no buttons, no nothing. Just music, you, and Siri. Aw. Yep, that was pretty much the Apple event that happened yesterday. Short, sweet, and simple, and to the point. Something that's been missing from previous events. Thank you, Tim, for not dragging it out.
You're welcome.
Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, located at britishtechnetwork.com, is, of course, where you can find the news show, and it's also where you can support this show. The only way this show happens throughout the week is from your donations. If you love what we do, we need your support today. Head to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions, and literally, for as little as $5 a month, you can do your part in helping keep this show on the air. Find us on our Facebook page, too, of course, at British Tech Network. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and the best thing you can do is come join our community at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of the fun, so just head right now to britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way for your Thursday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news. It's going to happen over the next couple of days, but until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much as always for listening and supporting this show.